And so now is that time. And I invite you to come forward if you feel so moved to do so and to share some vignette with us. But even if you don't come forward, think in your hearts about where you have found God in your lives. If there have been times when you have known that someone has passed by. So we had hoped to have the standing mic working, but it's not. So you can either come up here so everybody can really hear you. You can also use the handheld, but you just need to really put it up here. So thank you.
Everything, I mean, the incredible beauty of trees, the snow, the rain, the mud. So I just find the beauty of God in all of that. I do have trouble with understanding why or what's happening with people hurting each other, whether it's wars, well, yes, the wars, and just on personal level too, with each other, treating each other badly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not sure how to put this, but there is a plan, not only over all, but for each of us. And we are all, in our way, protected by the loving hand from above. And I know this from the story that I want to tell you. Within myself, as I think of it, I often refer to it as my St. Paul moment. It shows that there is a power that watches over us. In the summer of 1977, I was just recently out of the Air Force, living in Santa Barbara County, California, drifting along, no longer having the discipline of the service and not having found my way in terms of what I should be doing. I was desultorily taking a class here and there at junior college and just trying to find a foothold and wondering if there was a plan. I drank considerably, did some other things that law officials would not approve of. And on one summer's evening, my friend of mine and I drove in my rickety old Fiat down to Santa Barbara, California for a concert. We had a good time, and we were on the way back, and the road from Santa Barbara to Lompoc, where I was living, there is a tunnel that perhaps some of you have seen if you've ever seen the movie The Graduate. It's the tunnel that Dustin Hoffman drives through going the wrong way. That was quite a feat to stop traffic on Highway 101 to get that done. But we were headed through it the right way when all of a sudden my car decided it was time to give up the ghost. It stalled in the middle of the tunnel, drifted backwards just over the center line. My friend, who was obviously more intelligent than I, immediately abandoned the car and ran out the other end of the tunnel. I, not wanting to have the responsibility of causing major harm to anybody that might be driving on behind me, stayed with the car and tried to, in vain with the ignition to get the car to start. It was at that point while I was trying that I heard an air horn behind me. and looked up to see a set of headlights coming toward me. At that point, I dropped my hands in my lap and said, "Thank you, Lord. It has been a nice life. I have no reason to be here," as that supplication, I closed my eyes, and I was told later that three semi-trucks and a Greyhound bus later, I was still there. How they missed me, I have no idea, but they did. And the only thing I can give thanks and credence to is the guiding and guarding hand from above. And it was at that moment that I realized, yes, there is somebody there. And yes, there is a plan. I'm still not entirely sure what it is, because I'm still on my faith journey. But I follow it, and I pray for it. And I pray for all of you that every day it may also come to you, but not quite so drastically. Thank you.